Now, according to a new report out from the Irish Heart Foundation, 53 premature deaths occur in Kerry every year due to the quality of our air, and in fact the air pollution, the particulate matter that is in our air. A lot of it has to do with various different reasons, but transport and in particular solid fuel fires are a problem. I spoke to the Irish Heart Foundation manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, policy manager indeed with the Irish Heart Foundation, Mark Murphy, and I first of all asked him to outline the fact that the report says 1,000 deaths per year could be saved if we change the way we do things.
That's correct, Gerry. So ourselves, the Irish Heart Foundation and the British Heart Foundation in Northern Ireland undertook a study, an analysis of air pollution and mortality on the island of Ireland, particularly relating to cardiovascular diseases. So we found that across the island of Ireland, approximately 2,600 premature deaths were due to air pollution exposure, a particular type of air pollution exposure, PM2.5, 900 in Northern Ireland and 1,700 in the Republic of Ireland. And if we adopted and met stricter WHO air quality guidelines, so cleaner air for everyone, we would save nearly 1,000 lives on the island of Ireland. So that's what our analysis showed, and it shows that the government needs to do more to clean our air and put in more actions, more measures to reduce air pollution on the island of Ireland, protect everyone's health from the to the across the island, but also to the very people within each county and county council, such as Kerry.
And look, that's where the action needs to happen from here. From Kerry's point of view, or from the perspective of what the report says about Kerry, we don't escape this. 53 premature deaths per year caused by, I suppose, the air pollution that people are breathing in.
Yes, that's exactly right. Where our analysis shows that in Kerry County, across the county, there's 53 deaths due to air pollution each year, and 21 of these 53 are due to heart and stroke diseases. And it just shows that air pollution is a very real thing. It's not just affecting your lungs. It actually has a direct impact on your heart and all your arteries, and it can lead to premature death. And there's simple actions that Kerry County Council can do to help people and to reduce air pollution in Kerry County Council. And that's helping people to move away from using diesel vehicles towards more cleaner forms of traveling around, walking, cycling, using the public transport. I know public transport is difficult in some rural parts, but also it's how you heat your homes. That's the number one way of how to heat your home. We all like the smell of traditional sod turf, but and you know, an open fireplace. But if you can heat your home using cleaner forms of home heating, such as electrified heating or home heating oil or gas, it's far, far healthier for you and your neighbour and your grandchildren if you don't have to put on the fireplace. There's huge benefits to your health, to your immediate health. But like that, we don't want anyone going cold. We can't exacerbate fuel poverty. So it's if you can heat your home in a healthier, sustainable way, such as electrified heating or home heating oil or gas, we would really encourage that, because it has a really much better health impact on your health and your neighbour's health and your grandchildren's health.
Yeah. So is it that combination of things, like in terms of what Kerry County Council can do or people can do, the particulate matter that's in the air, is that down to transport primarily, or is it a combination of home heating? And I know, obviously, Mark, we talked about this before, it's a different time of year where this can have bigger effects. There's an air monitor system in Tralee, and there's a national air monitoring system from the EPA, and that shows that, you know, on very cold nights with very low levels of wind, things can get particularly bad in terms of air pollution from all those fireplaces that are on.
Yeah, exactly. And while transport does have an impact, like especially diesel vehicles, it really is the solid fuel that is burned in people's homes, like that of wet wood, but also dry wood, smokeless coal, smoky coal, and particularly sod turf. It's that of those open fireplaces, but even not using open fireplaces, it's the use of that solid fuel to heat your home. And that's why we're in Ireland, particularly in large parts of rural Ireland, there's a large people, particularly disadvantaged people living on their own or people in rural parts of Ireland who are really reliant on these solid fuels of heating. And it's down to the government both national government and local government to really help those people shift away from using those solid fuels of heating to more sustainable ways of heating their homes. Because overall, the national health will improve, but it's also those people's health who are burning the likes of sod turf or wood in their home. If we can move them away from using those forms of home heating in their home, it will really improve their home, and it will actually really improve their health while making their home more fuel efficient. So that's what local councils like Kerry County Council can do, and the national government can do. But it's also down to people's choices. We all like the look and feel of an open fireplace, but if you can heat your home in a more sustainable way of heating your home, we would really encourage you to do it, not even just for the environment, but for your health.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you paint a picture as well of the estimated mortality burden per 100,000 population on the island of Ireland. So it's a mixed picture. Kerry pretty much slap bang in the middle, 40, just over 40 per 100,000. The worst counties, worst areas, Belfast, Ards and North Down, Mid and East Antrim, Limerick City, Cork City, Derry, Dublin City, Waterford City. It's kind of like the top 10, shall we say, of it, whereas the best places: Meath County Council, South County Dublin, Fingal, Kildare, Laois, Galway, Offaly. What are they doing right that, let's say, Kerry and the others at the other end are probably doing wrong?
I suppose it's just down to, obviously there's some places that just they might be have a much lower population. So there's just kind of the chances, but it's also if there are certain counties that are fortunate to have not really be heavily reliant on that kind of solid fuel burning, or they might have sustainable forms of transport, that does help.
More public transport, less cars in traffic.
Exactly. And while obviously in some of the bigger rural counties, such as Kerry, that is difficult. We all know that there's no perfect rural transport, public transport system. But it really is those two means of helping people move away from that solid fuel burning and helping people move around their communities, whether it's by walking, cycling, or using public transport. And also there's also the role of electric vehicles. And it will take time. But the message that we're trying to get across, that it's not just the environment, but it's not just the environmental benefits. It's the benefit that it will have to your health, to your family's health, to your grandchildren's health, to your neighbour's health.
Yeah.
So, because often we think of air pollution, we think of the climate, but there's a massive health, and there's particularly a massive heart issue when it comes to air pollution. That's the message we're trying to get across to everyone.
You win that argument, Mark? People would say, look, my fire is what I have. You know, it's expensive. What about all these people jetting off? What about the pollution they're contributing to? Why target me in my fire?
Oh, that's a completely fair argument. I would just say, when it comes to you in your fireplace, especially in an open fireplace, and I'm the same. I grew up having an open fireplace. There's still one home. There's still one there in my family home. But there is immediate benefits if you put out your fireplace for your health, not in just for the environment. There is that immediate health benefit. Obviously, we want people to stay warm in their home, but there is health benefits short term and long term. And for all the people who are coming into your home, whether it's your brother, sister, your parents, your grandchildren, and also your neighbors. So that's why we would really encourage people, if they can, move away from heating their home using solid fuel burning to more sustainable, healthier ways to heat their homes. That will be our message. There's a direct health impact on your life.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks very much for talking to us about that report and what you found and what you're recommending from it.
Great. Thanks very much, Jerry. I really appreciate it.